The second game of our district semifinals belongs to OABCIG. They come out on top 77-65 over Carroll Kemper. Happy to be joined by OABCIG coach Steve Brown. Coach, your team showed a lot after Kemper started white hot shooting, led by four, scored 21 points after the first quarter, led by as much as eight during that second quarter, but you scored nine straight. Still trailed by two of the half, but eventually in that third quarter gained control and kept the lead for the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, we talked about him being a streak shooter, and obviously he did a great job of, you know, stepping up and knocking down some deep threes too.
Yeah, Ben Brinks you're talking about.
And, you know, kind of forced us to switch our, you know, our defenses, and we came out and played a lot more man tonight than what we have in the past. And I thought we did a great job of it for the most part. You know, and that's what we talked about at halftime, is that we, you know, we felt like we'd taken their best shot, you know, but we knew they were going to give us one more shot and make another run at it somewhere. And because they're just that type of ball club. They're that type of kids, you know. They're going to fight hard, and we've got to answer the bell. And I thought we had a lot of kids do some things right tonight. And, you know, at this point in the season, it's always good to win.
Well, we talked about Kemper does not sport the size that they have in the past, and he got to the rack, got some great looks for a bulk of this game.
Yeah, and we've done a pretty good job of that, you know, without the lack of height. You know, obviously Cooper jumps well, but I thought we had several times in the second quarter with our motion offense. We did a good job of three or four passes and got a cutter on the backside for a layup, and that was huge for us.
Yep, Cooper had 32. Caden Ladwig with 21, and William Grody stepping up as he was the beneficiary of some of those nice passes with 9 points.
Yeah, and William's a player that hasn't been with us because he had an injury in football and had to go through some surgery. And we just got him back about 3 weeks ago, matter of fact. And so he's still kind of playing his way in, and there was a couple times tonight it was like, I need a break, you know, I need a break. But he did a great job for us inside. And all of our kids, you know, they understand their roles. And, you know, we did a good job. We've probably got to play better the next round. But that's been the goal all year, is just get better every night.
What did you see in the second half that led you to breaking away and leading by double figures for most of the way there, middle of the third and down the stretch?
Yeah, we kind of decided that, you know, towards the end of the second quarter, we'd switch to a different offense that we've kind of inherited here in the last probably 3 weeks. And it gives us a lot more motion. And I thought it was a way to free some things up. And also it gives Willie down at the post area spot where if Caden or Cooper can get a good drive to the wing, and Landon got a couple of them on the backside where he was able to dump it into Grody also. Mm-hmm. And it just allows us to stay spread a little bit more and maybe get a little bit more motion in our offense.
16 of 23, Cooper was all by himself at the line, and 23 of 36 as a team, as, of course, Kemper had to be aggressive late, so that upped your free throw numbers. And so now you're moving on. But first, did you see any signs of rust, which you were worried about coming in the start? Kemper shot well early on, but you guys did too.
Yeah, I thought our kids answered the bell pretty well. And one of the things we talked about, you know, being off 10 days, there was that fear of game speed. But at the same time, we reminded them, you know, at the beginning of the season, we had a game that ended up getting scratched, and we had to go into Kingsley later than everybody else in our first game of the season, and how good we are at executing that night and not turning it over. And, you know, I think they understood that tonight. And I thought we did a great job of being patient and executing in our offense to out of the chute, you know. So it didn't look rusty anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you more next week, of course. But your first impressions going against Alta Reilly on Tuesday, what a game they had against East Sac.
Yeah, and we didn't see anything from them that we didn't see last time. You know, they're long, they're athletic, they do a good job of getting into the gaps. They're going to keep the ball alive underneath. You know, and like we told our kids at the beginning tonight, you know, at this point, everybody's a good ball club. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And you want to leave it on the floor, and you've just got to play hard. And what happens, happens. But it doesn't matter if it's high school or college. You know, when you head into the tournaments, you need your best night out.
Tuesday, 7 p.m., Cherokee District Final, OABCIG, Al D'Aurelia. Coach Brown, as I told Coach Franzmeier earlier, I'd love to shake your hand, but I'm just recovering from a cold. So for the sake of your health, I'll just say congratulations and look forward to seeing you Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you for that. But we've got so much of it in the building, I'm probably immune by now.
Yeah,
so.
But yeah.
Okay, thanks for the coverage.
Thanks, Steve.